Steve and Jill here.
Hello.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Stephen Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about land, the Land Academy deal funding explained.
Yep. I got to ask too, by the way. I did a little hair, adjusting my hair here before. Did you keep that in the video? Did you keep that rolling?
No.
Okay, God, I didn't sure that was going to make it. I wasn't sure that was going to make the final cut here or not.
No,
so,
I should have, though.
That was funny. I had to take a moment to have a hair moment.
You know, it seems like we're talking about deal funding a lot lately, and we are. And because it's just been a smash hit.
It is.
It's people are using it the way it's intended to be used. I think people are making a ton of money. You know, if you submit a deal to us and for whatever reason it doesn't fit our criteria, we're developing now a network of people, yeah. Other people that are funding deals in our community
exactly.
That will get it done.
Yep.
So, you know, I'm excited as heck about when stuff works.
Me too. I have more to say, but I'll save it.
Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
Okay. Abby asks, hi guys, I received a couple of sign offers for properties that have no access. Even though I priced them right and they're pretty cheap, I'm still hesitant to buy them. Does anyone have success selling landlocked property? How do you market them? Obviously, I don't intend to hide anything in my property listing. Thanks.
Yeah, I mean, we have a whole long history of success selling this types of property, and you'd be shocked at how many people love to buy property that doesn't have physical and or legal access for a bunch of reasons.
And a lot of them are legal.
Yeah.
Legit, I mean, not just running from the law.
One of the reasons, and I think one of the best reasons, is to buy property because it's so cheap. Then they go get access.
That's true.
Maybe a neighboring property owner has the means to give access to this landlocked property through his own property already. So it's a huge bargain for him, and then he gets it access. So there's a whole business model in getting access to properties that don't already have it.
Mm-hmm.
And then a lot of our members do that. Number two, you'd be shocked and amazed at how many people use the property. Because and they don't want it to have access.
Yeah, they don't want to drive up road. They like to be out there hidden a little bit. They want the privacy.
But you nailed it. Mm-hmm. Actually, if you know that a property doesn't have any access, you don't want to pretend that that just doesn't exist. You want to disclose that.
Exactly.
You know, the way that we disclose it, we don't personally buy property without access any longer. We work on much larger dollar-wise deals. But there's, again, you just want to make sure that you're clear about it. And the way that we would deal with it in a posting on the internet is, please confirm access. Here's a phone number to the county. Have a talk about it.
Well, and then you're going to have accurate photos of it showing where it is.
Yeah.
So everyone can see that. And the accurate GPS coordinates so they can look it up and they see and they know it. And if they ask, you're just going to say, yeah, that's right. And that's why it's priced this way.
Yep.
And that's
exactly.
It. Because if you do it the other way, you're going to have 18 refunds and people mad at you. And it's a hassle and it's expensive undoing those.
And you don't want to run your business that way anyway.
Exactly.
You want to tell the truth.
Yeah. It's funny because we all have funny stories about times that we had some that were just kind of really way out there. And man, all you got to do is reach the right person. And the right guy is going to get all excited that he needs four-wheel drive and GPS coordinates to find his property. He thinks that's cool.
I did a huge deal one time, a long time ago. There's about four or five deals that really, before I met Jill, that put me on the map. And this was a nonprofit up in northern Arizona that have been just donated years and years and years, decades of people donating property to this, and they sold it all to me. And almost all of it was really like this, and I sold it all to one guy because he was one of these guys with a, you know, like a Moab Jeep. He had a Jeep.
Mm-hmm.
And he just loved to go out on his own property. He's a pretty wealthy guy with these Jeeps and stay overnight and, you know, right out of a cowboy movie.
Exactly.
And he wanted to get lost.
Yep.
He wanted there to be no chance unless someone gets there on a horse or a helicopter that he could be found. So,
yeah.
To each his own, you know?
Exactly.
It's really funny, people that are really experienced in the real estate business, especially commercial real estate people, like lifers that are older than me, how much disgust and disdain they have.
Over what?
Lack of access property. Oh. They just think it's garbage. They think it's just a terrible, terrible thing to even talk about it.
Well, yeah. Well, there's people that also think that if it's not on a perfectly maintained road, with a pad already there, on the side of a lake with a dock sitting there, I understand. It's like, come on. You know, and that's the thing. You have, until you get into it, I mean, there's always something for someone.
Always.
Come on. Some people like blondes, some people like brunettes. It's the same thing. Yep. You know, everybody has their own personal preference.
Yep.
And just because it's not what sings to me doesn't mean it's not what you want.
Right.
So I like beach, you like the mountains.
That's true.
You know, there's lots of things like that that go on just with us.
You know, I always come back to the car analogy. You know, if you find a great classic model car in a barn that's just been sitting there for 25 years, 30 years,
right,
you don't expect to pay retail for it.
It's
you expect
true.
It to be improved.
It's true.
And then
you it might it not start.
You might have to do some stuff to it.
Exactly. But that's why you're getting it for the price you're getting.
That's what goes on with a lot of this land.
Exactly.
People just don't believe. They don't. It's hard to communicate that unless they've had that thought already. You know, improving land is, we could sit here all day and talk about that.
I know.
I'd rather talk
funny.
About deal funding.
Okay.
Today's topic, Land Academy Deal Funding Explained. This is the meat of the show. Go, Jill.
Oh, I was going to say that to you.
If you're watching on YouTube, you go to Land Investors or Land Academy and click on
Steven's going to show up. Okay, so here's what's showing right now on the screen.
Deal funding.
On our screen right now, it shows the website landinvestors.com. And at the very top, there's a menu item that says deal funding. Click on deal funding, and it opens up a deal funding contact form. And if you scroll down, there's a little bit about, like, a few little paragraphs about what it is. There's a link where you can see the partnership agreement. So it's really clearly spelled out what we're responsible for, what you are responsible for. If you're submitting a deal, you're called the manager of the transaction. And I'll go into more of that in just a minute here. But then also shows what we need to know. We need to know your name, of course, all your contact information, whether or not you're a member. Is that a deal breaker?
No.
As of right now, we're accepting deals from anyone, whether or not you're a member, but it tells me a lot about you and what you know if you're a member. So that's why I want to know that. I like to know the number of transactions you've completed. I want to know if you've got a good track record here. If you've already marketed and sold 100 properties, I'm going to have a lot fewer questions for you than if you've done two when you're submitting them.
And here's why. We don't get involved in the transaction with you at all. We basically act as the bank, as your partner.
Exactly. And I'm going to go through that too, more than just a minute after the form.
Okay.
So on the form, the number of parcels, and these are all free fields. So you can just fill them in however however much you want to put in there. State, county, APN, acreage, purchase price. Purchase price here is your signed purchase agreement offer price that they've committed to. Whatever it is. Contemplated sales price, that's what I want you to go. You've already done your homework. You looked up and said, all right, I already pulled a bunch of, looked at six sites, and I know we can get it. We can buy it for this and sell it for this. That's what I want. And you're anticipated for sale time, because we all know that the lower dollar amounts, you know, are usually go a little bit quicker than, you know, if it's $100,000 or more property, those might take a little, might be in 90 days or, you know, 180 days or something like that. For sale time. A few other little questions, you know, where you can fill in additional comments and submit. And then it goes straight into our emails, both of us and my team. And from there, if you want to talk from there, straight to us, straight to our team. Thank you. And we're switching back to us on the screen for those of you who are listening. We'll show that. We review them. The process starts immediately. And usually within even 12 hours, you're going to get a reply. We put 24 to 48 hours there, but it's more like a few hours, especially during the week when we're all here running and looking at deals all day long. You'll get a response back. Either we're taking it to the next level, or we have some questions, or this doesn't work for us, and here's why.
And with your permission, we'll send it to other members who will probably fund it.
Ding, ding. Unless there's something, every now and then, there's some that there's a big problem. Like, did you know that, I don't think anybody's going to, we all know that no one's going to want this deal because we just uncovered this huge problem.
Like it's in a massive floodplain.
Right. And we're not going to push the problem onto somebody else. You
That's
know,
right.
And it's really usually clear. Anytime I've had those situations, we both go, oh yeah, you're right. Okay. I get it.
Yep.
We're not even going to bother with
or,
that.
Or it's just too expensive. Like I just reviewed a deal today by someone who we fund often, you know, and he said right in there, I offered $9,000 for this property and the guy will only take $50,000, period. And so she laughs. But you
well,
know
then
what?
Wait, then we don't
what?
Have a side purchase
We're
agreement,
doing
too.
We're doing the deal.
So, well, what's it
worth? $200.
Okay. So that's good. No, and that's okay.
Yep.
So that would have been one of those, we need more information or I need to look at whatever. So prefer, so I'd like you, before it gets to me, I'd like you to have that ironed out and already know it's a good deal.
I agree.
So I really don't need to come to me. I offered nine, he wants 50. What should we do? That's not what the deal funding is about. The deal funding is I offered nine, the guy said 50. I still think it's worth 50. I don't have 50. I had nine. That's why I'm submitting it to deal funding, because I think it's worth it for us to spend the 50 because it's worth 120 and we split that or 200, whatever you think it's worth. That's fine.
Every day, Jill and I, usually before we get into the office, have some version of this conversation. Is it worth our time to spend any amount of time working on X?
It's true.
Parcel Effect was a fantastic idea, overnight success. Land Academy itself, overnight success. Took
right.
a lot to get there, but you know, those are definitely worth working on. Offers to Owners was a massive success. It was a long time coming, but you know, it's very, very helpful to our members. This deal funding thing is more valuable than all of those put together.
Yeah.
And I really mean it. It's making us, quite honestly, making us hordes of money. It's making our members independently wealthy.
Yeah.
So.
And why?
I can't say enough good stuff about it. Go ahead.
Because now they and you are no longer limited by your bank balance. I love that.
Forever, I've been running our land operation based on how much money we have allocated for acquisitions by that month.
Right.
So when you really think about that for a second, okay, I've got $300,000 to spend this month and I'm going to turn it into $600.
Right.
Now it's limitless.
Exactly.
You can grow your business that much faster. As fast as you can get that mail out correctly priced,
yep.
that's as fast as you're going to buy and sell real estate.
Yep.
And you're getting, it's blessed by us.
Exactly.
I think the name of the show tomorrow is, there's nobody that's better at this than us.
Yeah.
Or some version of that. There's no one in this country that's better than at buying land than the two people in front of you right now. So, do you want to be partners with us? You'd be crazy not to.
Well, let me explain one more thing, too. Here's what even's better. Like you said, you're not held back. These deals are not self-closed deals. These are all bigger deals. So neither you nor I am doing that work. That's why we have a title agent involved. It's all getting closed, bought and sold through a title agent. We're not chasing people around and doing the notary close and getting it recorded. We all know those little things that slow us down. The big part of the work is once you found the deal, right? We all agree on it. Great. We all pass it off to a title agent. While the title agent's closing the deal on the buy side, you, manager, are putting the posting together, and man, the day that it's funded and we own it, boom, now it's for sale, period.
There's always a little plan I put together with each deal that we accept. For instance, the plan that I put together on two properties this morning was, yeah, you know what? It's going to take 6 months to sell these properties, but they're so valuable that we are not going to immediately wholesale these out. We're going to actually price them a little bit closer to retail because they're commercial in nature. One of them we're going to split into three properties. Actually, the member is. What do we call him?
Manager.
The manager is.
Mm-hmm.
So that's for all free consulting to you. Like the
that's
person
true.
That brought those properties to us would never have, and they're actually pretty experienced. It's two separate people on those two examples I gave.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't have thought to do that.
Exactly.
And it'll triple the cut up commercial property will triple the amount of money that we both make on it.
Exactly.
So And then the retail one, or close to retail price. It's going to take at least 6 months to sell it, but it's going to be a huge, huge paycheck as it happens for both of us. And it'll be, we'll each make more than, well over $100,000 on it. Yep. So it's worth the wait. It's our money.
Exactly.
It's not your money.
Exactly.
What do you care if it takes 3 months or 6 months, right?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Totally.
If I'm not conveying how excited I am about this, I'm probably not. I'm sure I'm not accurately conveying how much this is going to change our members' lives and add a bunch of paychecks, annual paychecks for us.
Right. But I want to set up, I'm here to set up proper expectations so you really know. You really are the manager of the transaction. You really are running the show. I'm funding the deal. And taking care of that on the back end. I'm not here to market it with you and say, did you post it here? Did you post it there? That's really on you. I want it to be sold for off of your website, not mine, yours. You know, however you do that. If you take a deposit and then the rest goes through escrow, that's traditionally how they go with these size of transactions. So super excited. This is really, really good.
Today is Wednesday, January 23rd.
Yep.
And our product manager, Aaron, senior manager, wants us to say something. Jill, can you do it?
I have it here too.
Oh, good.
You're good. We both got the email and you wrote it down.
Okay,
I'm so
great.
Proud of you. All right. So, just so you know, enrollment that is closed right now, there will be announcement coming out on Friday. So, please make sure you are in our email loop to be notified when it comes out on this Friday in 2 days. How do you know that you're in our email loop? Go get our ebook. If you haven't got it, go download the ebook. It's not your normal ebook. And you are in the loop and you will be get advanced notification of excitement stuff coming for, I'm just going to leave it at that. Watch your email. Thank you.
Well, you've done it again. You spent another 15 minutes or so listening to the Land Academy show. Join us next time for an episode called No One Knows. Your deal's better than us.
And we answer your questions posted on our online community, landinvestors.com. It's free.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition. I said that 901 times.
Apparently you have. I think that's cool. That, you know what? Careful, it might become your thing. Hey, wherever you are watching or listening, please subscribe and rate us there. We are Steve and Jill.
Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.